This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown is drawing attention to domestic violence. He visited a shelter for victims of domestic abuse today and later spoke to reporters. Brown's visit comes as he is highlighting his support for reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act in the Senate. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The bill would fund shelters for battered women and would expand protection to same-sex couples. Many Republicans oppose it for that reason and because it would allow illegal immigrants to remain in the United States to testify in cases of domestic violence. Scott Brown was the fifth Republican and the 31st senator to sign on as a co-sponsor.
I've already been working on my colleagues. I've shared a lot of my personal experiences in chambers and how these programs could help people like me and my sister and others. Yeah, I don't anticipate a problem with it ultimately passing.
The bill now has a filibuster-proof 60 co-sponsors. To highlight his support, Brown visited a shelter for victims of domestic abuse. Brown brought his younger sister, Leanne Riley, to visit the shelter. She recalled having to deal with two abusive stepfathers when she and her brother were growing up in Wakefield.
I would call Scott
that's one of the reasons.
Any hour of the day and say, come home, Mom needs help.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I ended up going to Tufts and not going up to Maine or other places because I needed to basically be able to go 11 miles away to get home quickly.
Is this the first time that you've had a chance to visit a shelter like this, or have you visited it before?
My wife is, and family have been very active in these long before this, you know, throughout our church and things like that.
Brown's most likely Democratic opponent this fall is Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren. At the press conference, a reporter asked him about speculation that his support for women's issues is meant to wean women voters away from Warren. Brown scoffed at the allegations.
They're humorous. First of all, I live in a house full of women, very strong women, and I was raised by my mom and my grandmother. And I've been dealing with these issues long before I got into politics and very supportive of them. And quite frankly, I think it's a little bit mean-spirited to even suggest that it's not personal. If you've read my book and you're listening to my sister and you live what we live through, then I think that falls on deaf ears. People know better.
Brown says the biggest challenges in growing up with an abuser in the house is the feeling of worthlessness and thinking that there's nowhere to turn. Fortunately for him, he says, he had sports and coaches and a judge who helped him turn his life around. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.